Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Studio, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Right away, I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham, smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston.
It's my Friday.
There are people there who care a little about me and have all left to forward.
I do 609ers. You know what to do right now. Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Sure as you were born, they bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand.
Hit that guy with that. Move it. Move it. No, move it.
Put away. What about it?
That's all right. It works.
All the cars are flying over to the Golden State. The pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. The sweet low chariot come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles!
Tell
the folks back home, this is the promised land, cause the poor boy's on the line.
Bye for now.
Working on a T-bone steak, all the carny flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. A
swing old chariot, come down easy, pass it to the terminal zone.
Hey, is your internet still working though?
Los Angeles!
Are you showing that you're connected on your internet? There's a torpedo. It just says torpedo. Okay. All right. Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, July 2nd, 6:11. Glad you're with us. Starting the show off by Foam Bone, an offense that was created decades ago by Tommy Smith and myself when we have technical issues. But that's all right. We've got our man MacGyver, MacGruber, trying to fix things here, as we always do this week, July 4th week. We are on the road at Torpedo Joe's, which is 3700 Pritchard Mill Road. It's 7 minutes off of I-430 on Colonel Glenn Road. You'll be hanging out with the Schneider Clan, talking fireworks and a lot of fun stuff. Going to be a fun show. Joe Klein's coming by. We're going to talk with some of the coaches from UALR, like Neil Arisman, Chris Curry, RJ Hall coming by, Melinda Mayo checking in, Heather Baker. We got to do a little Justin Moore finish the lyric and Hawks Home movie review on the Patriot. But first things first, we have to say happy birthday to our man, Kristen Weaver. Happy 30th, CW.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, now, if I'm not mistaken, I was looking. Are you, does HB have a birthday today as well?
No, his is tomorrow.
Okay, I still, on my notes, I was thinking, what would be odd if Kristen had the same birthday as HB? So, anyway, happy
Damon's
birthday.
Is also tomorrow working as well, on your, I believe. So,
is that right?
Yep.
Well, the fact that you're working on your birthday, you're dedicated to the show.
Hey, I'm a company man.
Doug Schneider, one of the Schneider boys, was your company man. Doug Schneider was going a minute ago. He said, I can't believe that Christian's only 30 years old. I could have sworn listening to the show he was 60. His wealth of knowledge and wealth. Yeah, 60 or 65, somewhere around there. All right, got a lot of things to cover. First things first, Christian, while Roger's working on this thing. The United States advances last night with a 2-0 win. How about that?
Yeah, very nice. Before we get into that, Rick from The Point came over and said this may be a Comcast issue. I do not know how he knows, but it may be on our end, so who knows?
So Christian said Rick came in and said there may be a Comcast issue back in the studio. So you might want to call Rick just to see what he's saying. Yeah, thanks for the information. Yeah, so last night, 2-0, USA gets the win.
Yeah.
Is this the furthest we've ever advanced in the World Cup ever?
We have made the round of 16 before, so it is not quite the furthest we have advanced. We are matching the furthest we've advanced.
Yes, and it was a beautiful night. I guess it was, what was it, Santa Clara? Is that where it's at?
Santa Clara, yeah. I don't know why in the top right corner they had San Francisco. It's Santa Clara. They're not the same.
It was a beautiful scene, and USA started out sort of slow. Finally gets midway, just before the half, they get a goal?
I think it was before that. It may have been like the 16th minute or it was the 45th minute. 45th minute. So, yeah, right before half. You're right.
So they end up obviously winning, but the bigger controversy was losing one of their star players, which bogus Joe Klein just entered the Torpedo Joe's facility here. The big controversy was the screw job we got on the red card, right?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. So the guy who scored the goal, our star player, probably our best player, who's supposed to be Pulisic, but it's probably Fowler and Balogun. He scored the goal. Yeah, I think he has 3 goals for us in this World Cup, but he got the red card, so he will not be playing against Belgium.
I need you to hold that up. Did you hold that up? Did you lick it?
So see, is that just like college, the same deal, like a targeting rule?
He pretty
had
much,
to sit
yeah.
out the whole next.
Yeah, you're suspended
ridiculous.
The next game.
And it didn't even look like, I mean, he barely hit him, right? I mean, it wasn't intentional.
Well, he cleated his ankle, but it wasn't on purpose. It was a yellow card.
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't a red card.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a red card.
No, I'm saying it should have been a yellow card. It shouldn't have been a red card is what
right.
I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
So can that? Can we, so who do we play next? Is it Belgium?
We're facing Belgium, and Belgium's definitely beatable. I would feel a lot better if we had Balogun. This is not your older brother's Belgium. Their golden generation is getting up there in age. Romelu Lukaku is not in his prime.
Well, honestly, I don't mean to show you. Who'd you say?
Romelu Lukaku and Kevin De Bruyne.
Romelu Lukaku.
Kevin De Bruyne is also not in his prime.
I cannot believe it. You've not been telling me these names before. When we get everybody back on the show, you're going to have to repeat those. So.
But they're beatable. I would feel better if we had Balogun. He's our main goal scorer.
It works. So that was obviously the big story. And what's weird is sort of the turnaround. Well, I guess the last night was Wednesday. I guess Monday's not too big of a turnaround, but it's you know, we've been playing these matches on Wednesday or Thursday. So Monday. And where's Monday going to be played at?
That I don't know. I'll have to figure that out. Yeah, once we get a little further, the matches get a little closer.
Over there, so you can get a
The other news, a couple things yesterday. UALR announces, the Little Rock Trojans announced they are going to a new conference, United Athletic Conference. They did that at the governor's mansion last night. As I mentioned earlier, we'll talk with Chris Curry and Neil Harrison a little bit later. So that's exciting. I don't know all the details. I know it's going to be a lot closer for all the travel bills. I know that much. And also, Dave Van Horn is going into a Hall of Fame. I don't know if that's his first Hall of Fame, and it's really weird. You know, back in the old days, you really weren't still coaching or playing when you would get in the Hall of Fame, but that's certainly going to be the case for Dave Van Horn. The American Baseball Coaches Association, so that's where he's going in. He'll be in the 2027 class. He's 65 years old. So anyway, and also,
is there a college baseball Hall of Fame, or is that it?
I don't know if it's like basketball that's got that weird combo of all the, you know, I think the Naismith.
I know Naismith combines. Both college. Yeah, it's both. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it may be both. A couple other things. Did you see, on a pop culture note, did you see about Danny Glover?
He has
revealed,
yeah,
he's got Alzheimer's. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's obviously a sad piece of
he's
pop culture
for
sure.
He's been out of the public eye for a while.
That's right. Later on the show, hopefully Roger will get us going here in a minute. Joe Klein is here. He's not happy. He's already complaining. I saw a deal today that 13,000 people were injured handling fireworks last year. So the gang here are going to tell you what you need to do and what not to do. We'll shoot off some fireworks during the break. Are you a big fireworks guy, Christian, or no?
No, I'm not a big fireworks guy. I'm okay watching them. I don't want to shoot them off, but I'm not going to go out of my way to go watch them either, probably. The only reason I would is probably take my kids to do it.
I just did a Facebook Live, and Doug was showing $1,000 fireworks. I mean, that's big boy fireworks. That's putting on a big show at your house or on the lake. So they've got all of that. Another big show is going to be at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night.
Is that the Taylor Swift thing where she's building castles and stuff inside of the garden?
He's building a castle. Yeah, Joe's played in Madison Square Garden. They never thought they would see a wedding that's 10 hours long, but that's going to happen Friday.
It's apparently more of like it's a party or something, isn't it?
I think that's exactly what it is. So anyway, that'll be the big story over the weekend. Joe was very happy that we went over to Jones Barbecue yesterday to celebrate. The Jones family has been in business for 119 years. I don't know what it is, but it was, matter of fact, I brought back a barbecue sandwich so Joe could see it, to see how they do things over there. Listen, here's the deal. If Joe can make it to 81 and he's still making barbecue sandwiches like that gentleman is, just as shitty.
He's not happy. He's not happy about Jalen Brown going for Paul George.
Oh, he's talking about Jalen Brown. Yeah, Joe said it's awful. It's awful.
It was not a good trade.
Let's go ahead and take a break. Joe said it's awful. He says it makes no sense. We'll get him on the phone bone here in a minute if we're still not connected. Let's go ahead and fix that's the phone we need, yeah. Are the cameras working? Nothing's working. Oh, we have the cameras, but not the...
Cameras working.
That's so weird. Did you hear from Rick?
No, I heard it. Did he?
No, what'd you call Rick? See?
I'm texting.
Oh, he hadn't responded? Well, you know, Gemma, go give it in. All right, do not go away. It is for us, it's the last show of the week. We're glad you're with us. Had a fun time yesterday, all day long yesterday. We were all over the state of Arkansas, but that's what we do. All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We may just shoot some fireworks off right now. Let's just shoot them off right now. Let's just start it. All right, don't go away. 620 here on Morning Mayhem.
In the room, and I get so excited just from her perfume. Electric eyes that you can't ignore, and passion burns you like never before.
Political strategist and host of the Sunday Buzz, Bill Vickery, gets in the mix with the guys on Morning Mayhem, courtesy of Arkansas's best Chevy dealers, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny with a high of 95 degrees today and a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. But of course, the big threat is still the extreme heat. With the high humidity and high heat, well, heat index values could reach 105, and so, of course, the heat advisory. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We stay warm with a low of 76. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. If you ever get the chance to visit the United States Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., take it. In a time where anti-Semitism is on the rise here and abroad, this museum reminds us how much suffering Nazi Germany inflicted on Europe's Jewish population. When the death camps were liberated, General Eisenhower made the neighboring population see what had been done there. And pictures were taken so that future generations would not be able to deny this terrible genocide. Double B supports human rights for all ethnicities, nationalities, religions, and creeds. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are the gifts of God and must be enjoyed by all people. Double B's appreciates you and your family, and we're here to serve you. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
When the world's biggest tournament is hosted on our turf, you gotta do it big. And Twin Peaks is built for big games. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes with ice-cold 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra and the iconic handcrafted spicy margarita made with Casamigos. Pair all of that with hand-tossed wings and seared-to-order burgers. Every second is packed with the world's most scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched. For every match, Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
And still Arkansans fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
Check, check, check. Oh, look at there.
We did it.
We have a connection. Boom. How do we sound?
Sound perfect.
Sound perfect. All right. Well, a breakthrough. We're going to go back and we're going to start the whole show all over again, Christian. How about that? Okay, happy birthday, Christian.
Happy birthday, Christian.
Thanks, guys.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Yes.
Thank you to Justin Akery for giving me and Christian for the D address. For those down the line listening, that's just telling you how the sausage is made. Welcome to Morning Mayhem.
How do I sound? I sound a little.
Let's get Joe.
Hey, sausage is made because they finally. You had to call Justin Akery, who told you how to make the sausage.
That's okay. I'm sure you gave a few assists yourself. You know, they count assists. I'll accept.
You finally,
those
got somebody on.
That's okay.
Knew what they were doing to get.
That's okay.
There was a few hockey assists too. Jimma,
absolutely.
From the point.
Yeah, I'm not.
See, that's what has to. Everybody has to start communicating. Boom, we got a rally. Boom, get on it. Boom,
and
get
we
it fixed.
And yes. we did it right there.
Yeah, this poor guy. Yeah.
Doug, you're paying top dollar for this broadcast, my friend.
Doug, that first 30 minutes, free.
That's great. I'm just glad y'all got it ironed out.
I went back on Facebook this morning, looked, and I went back. I saw 2017. Was one of the ones, yeah. So I know we've been here at least 9 years, if the math is right. 9 years, Joe, doing this, a tradition. And that's back when you were on the other building.
Yeah.
It was still air conditioned, right?
Yeah.
It's always been air conditioned, but not as big.
Right.
Joe, are you a fireworks guy?
Oh, yeah. This, I walk here and this brings me back to Slater, Missouri, man.
Is that right?
Oh, my gosh.
So
now we used to have to drive up to a place just like this, but it was about 25 miles away.
Yeah, all the suppliers are in Missouri. So there's some
is that right?
Yeah,
that's what it works.
But we went up, but there was a big place up there. But there was also a guy, I can't remember his name, but he had like a nickname, and he had a little. It's like you're going out to Stumpy's or something. He had something like that. He had a stand out by the Slater Lake, which is a big pond. And we would go out there. If we ran out of something that we didn't get up here at the big store, we would run over to his place, and that'd be two times expensive.
More expensive, right?
But no, we used to blow it up, man.
Yeah, you know, some people, you know, and there's always there's certain families like in RJ's coming by. RJ's in charge. He'll be the guy that's shooting them off, and there's always a designated guy to do that. Are you the designated guy to shoot it off? Or no, you let somebody else shoot it.
I was out there, you know, but, I mean, I got a picture. I'll show you a picture of when my kids were little. They are sitting
on the box of fireworks.
All the fireworks we bought.
And think about this, Doug. We have gone through your physical journey. I mean, you had a new heart put in. I mean, had all kind of things. So for those who just tuned in, let's sort of reset this thing. We're 7 minutes off of I-4-430 on Colonel Glenn. It's actually 3700 Pritchard Mill Road, but basically you just get off at the exit where the theater. What's
Top it? Golf now?
Top right Golf there. Now, yeah. And then you just head west, and it's 7 minutes. So and what
keep coming because I pulled over 0.2 miles away. I was like, I had to take.
Oh, you
I,
thought you?
I,
yeah,
I
yeah.
Took the wrong
yeah,
road.
Yeah.
And I pulled over right up
you can't miss
and
it.
Plugged it in, and it was like.
Right.
Well, now it's turned into you've got the big trucks out there.
You're not going to miss it with
the monster trucks. Yeah, I'm sure the kids like you. Used to be you had one monster truck. Now you got four.
For the 250, he's like, let's go big.
Let's talk about your hours real quick for people because obviously now we're in crunch time. It's Thursday. So what are your hours today, tomorrow, and Saturday?
9 to 9 today, and then we'll be tomorrow is 9 to 11, and then Saturday, 8 to 11.
Which of those three will you just – it'll be the craziest? Would it be Friday?
Well,
I
expect Friday to be busy just because people are going to be off for the holiday. But Saturday will
day
be
off.
Yeah, I mean, you
this, is that is this? I just can't remember the last time July 4th was on. But we don't
it's
obviously
the day before. Like, so if last year it was on a Friday.
Do you like it being on a Saturday, July 4th?
Absolutely.
For you guys,
because you get that extra day.
You get the day to
And then Saturday.
Is there a big seller this year? The new new thing.
People are tending to go with bigger stuff this year. We've noticed people buying a lot more of the show-type fireworks instead of the small stuff, I think, just because it is the 250 and people are wanting to go a little bit bigger this year.
But we were also talking about, Roger, you remember the little snakes, the little snakies that you would light and it would...
Snake sparkles.
You can still go. Listen, hey, well, I have one. Jax.
Let's not forget the smoke bomb. I'm talking
smoke bomb.
About the
smoke bomb is
smoke
cool.
Bomb,
yeah.
That reminded us all of the Adam West Batman movie when he's running around the dock. He had a massive bomb. That reminded us of smoke bombs. And that's all we needed back then. Sparklers, snakes, smoke bombs, and punks.
Bottle rockets.
That's all we needed. And you needed your dad's cigarette to light life fuse and get away.
Somebody said, don't let kids shoot fireworks this weekend. Let the dads that have been drinking all day do it. You know, that's one of the things, this list of they said 13,000 people were injured last year.
Right.
They were saying these are the things you don't need to do and don't need to be drinking and setting those, not a good combination there. So, but anyway, it'll be hopping in here. You can go online too, right? And to go online and find out any information you want to find. Oh, look at Joe. Joe's been looking for his fireworks picture for the last 5 minutes. Did he find it?
Oh, that's good.
What is it?
Look at that.
Where's
your whole clan?
Oh, that's your whole group. Wow, look at that.
That's years ago.
That's probably several thousand dollars worth of fireworks.
We used to do that every fourth, man. We would blow it up.
Roger, more happy birthdays coming in for Christian.
Happy birthday, Christian.
He was going to try to sneak it in on us until we found it yesterday. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
I will say this, strength and honor, Joe.
Strength and honor.
Doug?
Strength and honor.
Thank you. We did have a good time yesterday going over to Mary. Hey, Joe. Don't you forget it.
Walked in.
You're not getting that on Bobby
walked
Bones.
Walked in and there's telephone cords everywhere. You're talking on your phone with your hand over like you were making a late night call to somebody that you didn't want to know anybody about.
Yeah, we do what we had to do. But anyway. We went out to Jones Barbecue in Mariana yesterday, and the first thing we walk in is 81-year-old gentleman is in there. It's almost like Joe. It's like going to a house and say, hey, Mr. Jones, you got anything to eat? He's like, hold on, boys. Let me go back there and look. And he gets it out. He puts it in there, wraps it in aluminum foil, and then he goes, for drinks, go to the refrigerator, just a regular residential refrigerator. I said, can I get a Diet Coke? No, I only got two things, Pepsi and Coke. It's like, cheeseburger. This is what you get. Any sides? No sides.
God bless him.
Yeah, I know. He's 81, and his wife, Betty Roger, they've been married, 50 years?
I didn't hear how long they were married.
Yeah, I think they live upstairs, and he comes down there, and they get up, and he does the same routine every day. Mm. And then the back is where they cook it, and it's 1,000 degrees. You got a guy back there in his tank top this shoveling the charcoal underneath the fire. I mean, it's
Spanky.
Spanky.
Spanky's back there. Listen to me. He's sitting in a chair, as I am, if you're listening on the radio, imagine sitting in a folding chair. In front of him, he has his sweat rag. It's 100, 150 in this. Then he's got the wood. He goes and gets, he sets the wood, just regular tree wood. He lets it burn, gets the coals, takes it over there, pulls the rope to open up the pit, puts the coals in there, goes back, sits down, wipes the sweat, and continues to watch what he was watching yesterday, which was, I think, Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2.
It was Bad Boys 2.
And he's been doing it for 40 years.
40 years. I asked him, I said, how long have you been doing it? At least 40 years. I said, well, have you been with him? Have you been with Mr. Jones? He's the only one I know. I said, okay, very good.
But Joe,
very nice man.
And it's 450. Same price. He's not raising it.
Yeah,
he's got his beard, James Beard Award, just stuck up there on the wall. He's got dirt on it, whatever. He doesn't care.
It's not, yeah.
And
ain't about the reward.
And so, yeah. And so, you talk about is it the most spectacular? No, it's not.
But that's
you're doing history. You're going there to be a part. It's the oldest black owned business in America.
On three, ready, break.
Yeah, for sure. It's in the South, but asked. He said, well, I said, what's going to happen? You know, are you going to give this thing up? He said, I think my son may take over. He's a basketball coach in Pine Bluff. And Roger and I was going, wow, that's a tough business.
He better let his dad believe that. If he's not thinking about it, he better let his dad believe that.
The other part, too, Joe, is that when they got the James Beard Award, he and his wife went, and he had never been on a plane before. This was a few years ago, you know, these mid-70s. So he took his first plane ride, and Steve Edwards Sr. and Steve Hickenbotham, who we met yesterday.
Nice to meet you, Steve.
Took care of him, got him all fixed up with the tux, and got his airplane. And but anyway, that's what it is, Joe. It's Americana. It's the history. And I'm like, you know, Roger, when we walked out there, man, we're blessed, man. It just, you know, here's a guy this working it still working his butt off at 81 because that's what he's been doing. Yeah. That location been there since 1964. And Joe, we were reading in the early 1900s and late 1800s in that area, they were having a lynching every 2 years. You know, there were like three lynchings. I mean, so you're dealing, you're a black man, black family in that thing, you know, in that community, and you've got that you're fighting against.
Well,
with
no, and you interviewed Dirt, and he asked, what high school did you go to?
Robert E. Lee.
And he's like, yeah, Robert E. Lee High School. And I was sitting there, and I think I heard Roger go, oh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the sad thing about that, Joe, go ahead, Christian.
I was going to say, I think it was a month ago, y'all were talking about there being a Robert E. Lee High School in Woodrock or something like that. And I need to know, I guess I need to know the local history a little bit better, but I was like, they allowed that? He's like,
they're everywhere. In fact, in Alabama, I remember we used to go run track against Robert E. Lee out of Alabama.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, just that whole storyline.
And the business was started by his great grandfather's uncle.
Right.
Great grand. And I don't even think Grok or ChatGPT can tell me who that is in your family. Would you say, is it like a great uncle? Is it a great, I don't know what that is, but that's who started it. And it's been in the family, not like going down to the White House, which was fantastic because forever. But the ownership has changed.
Three generations, yeah.
That's right. Three different families have owned it, but it's stayed open continuously. This is a family, the entire family. So that's cool, too.
The other thing, Joe, we asked him, he said to Mr. Jones, I said, you ever thought about adding anything? And he said, I do one thing, and I'm doing it. I do it right. Yeah. So, hey, listen, no beans, no nothing. It just take it and go. And it priced at $4.
Let me tell you what. There's not a guy that runs a restaurant right now that is not envious of him. You walk in the morning. How's the pork look? Good. All right, I'll be back in 2 hours.
That's it. Higginbotham goes in there and helps gets the sauce ready and everything for him in the morning while he's in there. Spanky's in there. Spanky is the man behind the man. He's in there doing the cooking.
So from a actual cooking standpoint, they chop the wood, Joe, right beside Spanky chops the wood, puts the wood in the fireplace. So and then Roger, there's no from a flavoring standpoint.
There's no flavor because it's not mesquite wood. It's not hickory. It's whatever the tree was.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is. It's just natural wood that you would use.
Yeah, so they've got the meat and they've got the coleslaw and they've got some sauce and it's just white bread. Yeah. It's almost the beauty of it. It's like they've been doing it 100 years.
It's a Coke, it's a Pepsi, it's water, it's barbecue chips or regular
and I know,
chips.
I know I've told you this story, but years ago there's a place kind of like that in Kansas City, not called Bryant's Barbecue,
right?
And it's in the hood, and when Dana and I first started dating, we were up there seeing my brother, and we told her we were taking her to a really nice place for lunch, and she got all dolled up. And we walked in there, and it was, you stood in line, and then old guy looked at her and goes, you know, what do you want? She goes, gloves, nothing. This is 30 years ago.
Right.
White Wonder Bread. That's grabs the meat with the other bare hand, slaps it on there. Sauce, no sauce. Puts the sauce on there, takes the other bread and smashing it down and slides it down the lane and goes next. And she's standing there looking at me. But it was wonderful barbecue.
Yeah, it's like the skit. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Yeah. That's what they're going to do. But
hey, I don't need any slaw. Oh, you getting slaw. I'm going to put it on. You're going to eat it, boy.
We did have Steve Edwards Sr. checked on us. That's where their home headquarters is for Edwards Food Giant. Ron Grady, a listener, came by.
Ron came in, and he goes, you know.
Listen to this, Joe.
This right here, because I get it one way or another. And he comes in, he goes, Baz, Roger, I've seen Baz before, so I know what he looks like. All right, that's the setup, okay? And Rod's been watching a long time. And I just think it's obviously going to be my height. There's only two ways that people come at me like that. It's either the height, but no, Rod went, you're a lot older than I thought you were.
Ooh.
That's okay. I bit my lip for a minute.
He said, I thought you were going to look younger. I thought you were younger.
Whichever way he said it, Ron, I appreciate you very much. Thank you for listening, Ron. But that's what I usually get. That's what I don't get, you know, but he didn't say you're bald. He didn't say that anymore, Joe, because I've got hair coming in.
Well, so that one, so the Jones's Barbecue Diner is 116 years old. And then next week, Roger, we go to Skyline Cafe in Mena. That's 104 years old. I saw the governor last night. And she loved the fact that we were doing this. Of course, she's been to all these places, too. So we asked him yesterday, Joe, we said, we got a buddy named Joe Klein. And I said, I think he wants to try to match you, Mr. Jones, and going to the cooking till he's 81. Can you imagine?
When you said that text to me yesterday, you saw my text. Sure.
Well, you've already told us how long
you told us how you feel.
We'll give you a chance. We'll talk more for those who tune in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll recap. No tickets for Roger. No getting stopped. That was outstanding.
Oh my God!
Well, I'm just saying, you were great driving. It was good driving. That's the first time we've ever been to Marianna. It's the first time we've been, and it's in a neighborhood. Yeah. It's not on a commercial street. It's just in the neighborhood. So we got that.
I can say one thing about how many sandwiches you ate. I say one thing.
Oh, yeah, I've got to remind me. I want to show it to you. I've got one for you to look at.
That's all that's left.
So you, as a Boston Celtic, did not like the trade.
It comes across as a team doing a salary dump.
Yeah, just trying to help the bottom line.
They just wanted to get rid of him. That's what it came across.
Yeah,
and he was an MVP, right?
MVP candidate had no demands to be traded or anything. Now he has a exorbitant big time contract,
a lot of
money, but that's what it looks like. It's like, you know what, and he's productive. He plays all the time. Now I don't know behind the scenes, is he a pain in the you know what, or it doesn't come across that way? But
I could see.
I mean, I just.
From some of the comments that he had made when they got eliminated and some of his behavior things, how maybe he would be hard to get along with and maybe they were just tired of dealing with it. But, man, it was just 2 weeks ago. You could have included Baylor Shireman and Hugo Gonzalez and got Giannis.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the trade on the table, and you decided to settle for Paul George in this?
Yeah, and it's like I said, it's like it looks like a salary dump. Like you're rebuilding, and you were a team that was were the second seed in the East, and you had everybody coming back and relatively young and going to be healthy, and it's like it makes no sense unless you're like, we want to dump this salary and we don't want to deal with him anymore,
right?
Or if there's something else coming down the line that hasn't hit yet. But again, and you know, Paul George is, you know, he'll play 50 games maybe, and he's definitely not a better player even close. So I mean, and he's the same type of player. It's not like they went out and got a big it's not like they got a big that can play in the middle. He plays on the wing just like Jalen, you know, Brown did. So,
Before we go to break, too, I want to get y'all's comments real quick before we go to break. Did you think that was a bogus? Did you see the call on the red card call?
I didn't see it.
Roger, did you see it last night? Uh-uh. Joe, did you see it? Yeah.
I know nothing about
sports. I don't either, but I know that's
a
bogus.
But a red card to me would seem that you did something egregious and intentional.
Yeah, intentional, and you're out of the next game.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? I just think, hey, we're getting screwed already. The darn officials, even in the World Cup. But we advance, which is the deepest we've ever gone, and we tie for the deepest to go to 16, right, Christian?
Yep.
We're matching it. You know, off the top of my head, shouldn't we be beating the –
yes.
Herzegovina,
I think so.
And Belgium.
But I know nothing about soccer.
Can we not beat Belgium? Are we not expecting
them? Hey, they had to come back 2-0 yesterday. So I think, like Christian said, I think they're definitely beatable.
But we get more resources. Are they going to be favored, or are we going to be favored?
Belgium's probably going to be favored. I mean, this is...
Lord, what's going on? When Belgium is favored
the
over
country's
the
country's name after a waffle.
All right, so
we're not a great soccer things get nation, over, guys.
I know we should be. We're America. We're America. We should be.
We got a store with fireworks.
We
don't have that in Belgium.
So people can come in now since we're doing the show now.
Yeah,
we'll make sure we're going to recognize all the family members that are helping out when we come back. And early in the week, we saw you on social media. You and your brother were dressed up as Hulk Hogan and Macho Man and did a pretty darn good job. Didn't you think, Roger?
Impromptu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was, and most importantly, the guns were looking pretty darn big. All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037.
Hopefully it'll still be working.
Yeah,
Roger.
But we did rally. Yes, it was like Armageddon. We had to figure out and get it fixed.
Hit the button, Stamper.
you called somebody who knew what they were doing, right? Oh, who did you call?
That's a shot. That's such a shot.
Who'd you call? Who'd y'all call?
We called Acme, the GM.
Yeah.
And that's what
he got you on
air.
He did.
That's why we called.
Immediately.
It's my favorite show on the bus.
Shut up.
Why I love it.
When we come back, let's bring some stuff over, and we'll show and tell on the cameras. All right, don't go away. It is 6:45. Keep on running through. Go rock and roll, Tony. All night dinners. I'll keep you awake. On back on that.
Everybody, Roger Scott here. You need to head to Oaklawn in Hot Springs. They've got the Red, White, and Win promotion kicking off in July. And you can win up to $25,000 to be awarded on July 25th. That's the kind of money where suddenly you're saying, yeah, let's upgrade the appetizer situation. And if you're an Oaklawn Rewards member, listen to this. You get 25 times your entries on Mondays and 5 times your entries on Tuesdays. So congratulations. Mondays just became your favorite day of the week. You didn't see that coming, did you? Plus, they've always got something. Live entertainment at the Oaklawn Event Center with acts like Sawyer Brown, Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening, and more on the way. So yeah, you might come for the casino and end up staying for the music. And speaking of that 24/7 smoke-free casino, over 1,500 slots, table games, blackjack, craps, all your favorites, and it's been voted best casino, which is more than I can say for any of my life decisions. Wait a minute, what? Throw in great food and a resort pool, and you've got yourself a day or a weekend. Check it out at Oaklawn.com and go have fun at Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
You know what you can trust? The protection you get when you bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. You know what you can't trust? Everything else, apparently. Like when you saw that article that said that thing you eat every day is a superfood and great for your gut health. But then 30 seconds later, a different article warns you to avoid it and it's taking years off your life. Well, which is it? Kind of a big difference there. Anyway, bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive for reliable coverage in a reliably unreliable world. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
It's Justin Acri for CertaPro Painters. You know, there's some projects you keep saying, yeah, I'll get to that eventually. That was me with painting. Then I called CertaPro Painters, and honestly, the process was ridiculously easy, professional, on time, and they really care about doing it right. Celebrating America's 250th anniversary, you get $250 off projects of $2,500 or more when you schedule by July 10th. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. So if you're your home or office could use a refresh, let freedom and fresh paint ring.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Get in the conversation with Life and Feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on Out of Bounds by Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Chevy Colorado eats up the road with five available gears, and Silverado has the muscle to tow. Life and Feedback from Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, 6:50. Glad you're with us today. Had a busy day yesterday. Thanks to the hospitality of the Jones family over there at Jones Barbecue Diner. And also last night, congrats to the Trojans. We'll visit with Coach Curry. We'll visit with Neil Arisman, just talking about the new conference they're in. We got to play a little Justin Moore, finish the lyric. The song, Roger, is with a woman you love. With a woman you love. And so I think that's right. All of a sudden it sounds funny with me saying that. With a woman you love. That's it. I believe that's right. So we'll look it up. So all you got to do is look up the lyrics to that. What are we playing for today, Christian?
We got Trav's tickets.
We wish we could give some juice to that. You know, like, you know, if we're going to do that, maybe get some concessions with it or something. You know, maybe a dinner at Corky's. I'm kidding.
Why don't you go to Mr. Jones, who's your best buddy now, and see what he wants to give you.
Brian Strickland gives a shout-out to our 609er Pinto. Good to see you, my friend, as always. Yeah, Pinto's a regular listener, and Brian is, too. Good to see you, my friend. 661-1037. Good to see you, buddy. Happy 4th. All right, so I tell you what we ought to do, too. We've got some trivia. We might want to give away something today.
Yeah.
What did you bring up here to show Raj? What are those things?
Got some different stuff. See that little American flag that right there?
Put that on camera, Raj Dodge.
We start all of our shows off with that. It's just a rising flag. So you light it, and that flag just pops up.
Oh, very cool.
Flag
pole. Very cool. And then what does that retail for?
$3.
Oh, great deal. Easy entry point.
Yep.
What else you got?
It's the appetizer.
Very good, Joe.
And then we've got some kid favorites over there, those parachutes. The blue and pink we've got.
Parachutes are cool. Have you seen that, Joe?
These right here.
Joe's in the fireworks.
Parachutes are huge.
These actually have like a G.I. Joe figure and a princess on the bottom. So we've got one, you know, boy and girl.
That's a Razorback right there. Well,
that's a G.I. Joe.
So kids love to,
gosh. What's the retail on those?
Those are $12.
$12.
That is shimmer and shine.
What is the, on average, do most people come in here and spend $100, $50, or is it rain? It's just all over the place.
It's gotten to where no one comes in for less than $100. I mean,
if you're going to make that commitment, you're one of those. And getting everybody together, like RJ, if you have a neighborhood, you're going to. And what are we on burn bans? What's the scoop on that? None?
We're good.
Well,
we're
wonderful.
I would add two of them.
We even have a big flat car.
I might have been on
that. That's you right there.
So we talked about it earlier. If you just joined the show, we're at Torpedo Joe's, which is 7 minutes. And as Joe said, just keep going until you see it. It's 7 minutes off of I-430.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
You're not going to find it.
If you miss it, you're...
Well, the landmark of the school bus lot.
That's where I pulled in.
Right. Yeah, 100 school buses are there.
And then we have the monster trucks.
And again, they're open right now, even though it's 9 to 9 normally. Tomorrow will be 9 to 11.
Right.
And then Saturday,
8 a.m. to 11.
Listen, ching, ching, ching. Well, obviously, we talked about your brother, Mark. And so it's you, your wife, Brooke, Mark, Michelle, Brian, Rhonda. Right. Who am I leaving out? Is anybody else? You got the kids?
That's us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then your dad's here, Don.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
he's got Paul and Buck out there helping.
Paul and Buck.
Yeah.
And Mom, everybody's out there doing their part,
Have y'all
ever gotten any fights over business?
Well, we own another company together.
That's where you get fights. not this one.
we get along pretty well for being siblings.
Well, you remember, guys, and matter of fact, Jessica's listening. She thinks it has to be 10 years at the fireworks place because you were there when we first started talking in 2016, so it's 10 years for sure.
Right. She came by, I think, the year that you left your wallet.
Oh, that's right. Before I would always go to Florida from this show, and I was going to say, wasn't there one year where I don't know if it was COVID, where they weren't shipping, China wasn't whatever, they weren't shipping any fireworks?
We had already ordered everything. So that's the year that we had all of our stuff already on the shelves. A lot of the other places, they could still get stuff, but they didn't get as much. And then when everybody couldn't travel, couldn't do anything, they could shoot fireworks. So a lot of the other tents and smaller places around the state ran out of fireworks, and we had people driving from Cabot, Heber Springs, Hot Spring, Conway. I mean, we finally had to shut it down. People were parking on Colonel Glenn.
This was cool. Did you ever want to be like a secret shopper or a mystery man and go in those tents?
Oh, yeah.
They go, oh, we know who you are. Yeah. We know who you are. You're a Torpedo Joe guy.
I just pull my hat down, put my other, Schneider Landscape shirt on.
Well, listen, it's a big business. I wonder how much money is spent on fireworks.
The American Pyrotechnics Association this year is predicting $2.5 billion.
Why is Missouri?
Wow.
I think it's something with the laws up there. The laws are different as far as the distribution.
Because you'll see a lot more places.
Yes, that we get a lot of our stuff from up there.
Yeah.
Well, you got Independence, Missouri, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Home of who?
Harry Truman.
Thank you.
Who also, probably dropped the biggest firework in the history of this country.
True.
Maybe there's something to that. I don't know.
661-1037. So here's the deal.
Which, by the way, died poor. Died poor. Harry Truman. Never got a dinner.
One of the folks who put out this message about being careful this weekend. So here we go. So 15 people were killed by fireworks in 2025. Did you know that?
I did not.
It says 13,000 people were injured. 35% of those injuries were hand or fingers. 22% were injuries to the head, face, or ears. 38% of injuries involved burns. I always tell the story, Joe. I had a pretty powerful firecracker. It wasn't with a big boy, but I was at the canal when I was, a teenager or younger than that. I go back like I'm throwing a baseball, and it's back by my head. It goes off, and I couldn't hear for like 2 days. I thought I'd ruin my ears. And absolutely. So, yeah.
A lot of these injuries can be eliminated by not lighting things in your hand.
They can't. Right. Get away.
Well, listen, this was back when we were playing jacks.
Bottle
Rocket Wars.
We were shooting each other.
Listen, yesterday was Bobby Bonilla Day. Okay.
God bless
you. Tomorrow is Jason Pierre-Paul Day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? That's what that is.
Yeah, no, wow.
I mean, he still played after that.
He did for a while. Never got called for holding again.
No.
Not after that.
Somebody said, I thought you were trying to sell fireworks, not scare people. We're not scaring, but just saying.
You have to be safe.
Listen, that's a small percentage of the people who
do it. We don't want anyone getting hurt.
That's right. The deal is pay attention.
Right.
Yeah, and of course, I love these, but what do you call this? Listen, if it's too big to fit in the grocery cart, you get that one out. Who knew that Joe's like a kid at Christmas with these fireworks,
man. He sure is.
We'll give some away when we come back. I got a good trivia question for that. We are off tomorrow, and I do want to thank again the Jones family over in Mariana. First time we've ever been over there. Dirt Winston was great, Joe, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He was good.
He was a man, boy. He didn't listen.
Does he live over there?
He didn't divulge where he was living. Oh, he was just keeping that quiet and down low. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Good
for
him.
Yeah. But listen, he 19 tackles against USC. Team won the national championship. All right, don't go away. 7 o'clock here at Torpedo Joe's.
Razorback football, basketball, and baseball right here on your home of the Hogs. 103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis